So if you look and you do biopsies and the biopsies are negative, I'm assuming that's, you're done.
Yeah. Then we just have you come back in a year for further testing. So the way that the cervical cancer screening program is set up, and it's very, very lengthy with several pages of algorithms and all kinds of guidance. It's set up to sort of put people into different risk categories to tell us how closely we need to follow them. So in those patients who come for that colposcopy and the biopsies we take are either sort of low-grade abnormal cells or negative, meaning no abnormal cells, those patients will come back in a year for a repeat PAP and HPV testing. If it's a higher grade cells, meaning those cells are looking more abnormal, then they come back again for another procedure that's called a LEAP, or sort of traditionally it was what's called a conization, meaning we take a larger cone sample of the cervix to further be able to see the abnormal cells, see how much they extend throughout the cervix, and to hopefully have that procedure be curative, meaning remove all those abnormal cells